The Dodgers looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Rockies. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for L.A. We pick it up in the second. The Rocks leading at 1-0. Scott Van Slyke facing Tyler Anderson.
And there's a fly ball to left center field. That's pretty well hit. Parra looking up, and it is gone. A home run. Scott Van Slyke, his first home run of the year, has tied the score at 1.
I mention that because you and I have had conversations in spring training. We've also had them over the last week or so. As Van Slyke has been so banged up, he's had injuries, hasn't really been able to find a groove and play consistently. And he's a guy coming off the bench. And then you add what the Dodgers have and have not done against left-handed pitching. He's a guy that they really need. And he produces here.
And the 1-2. Up the middle. Fielder behind the bag by Seager, throws to first, and he robs LeMahieu of a hit. What a play turned in by Corey Seager, sprinting to his left, the glove side. He ended up fielding it on the first base side of second, and then threw across his body to get LeMahieu at first.
Yeah, and he had another little degree of difficulty, and that was there was a potential collision as Taylor was coming over from his second base position. Well, Taylor kind of peeled off at the last second. Terrific play.
On 1-2, Kershaw set. Blackman awaits. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. For Kershaw, his sixth strikeout of the game, has only one walk. And on the year, 28 strikeouts and 2 walks. 1-1. Hernandez drills one into left field. It's a base hit. It's going to roll to the corner. Taylor comes in to score. Kershaw will be held at third. A double for Hernandez. Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. And now Seager with second and third. On one hop, pass LeMahieu in the right field for a base hit. In to score is Kershaw. Holding at third is Kike Hernandez as a throw is cut off. And the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead. Seager bangs up base hit into right.
That ball was pulverized.
Now the 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Adames down on strikes. Kershaw strikes out the side. This is his 52nd career game with at least 10 strikeouts. He had 9 last year. Seventh inning stretch, Dodgers 4 and the Rockies 2. 1-2 to Reynolds, who fanned twice tonight. Here's the 1-2. And a fly ball to right field. Puig heading back. A step in front of the warning track and the out-of-town scoreboard. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. No runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 left. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Dodgers 4 and the Rockies 2.
The Dodgers snap a 3-game skid, winning at 4-2. Clayton Kershaw, the victory, going 7 innings, allowing 2 runs while striking out 10. It's the 52nd double-digit strikeout game of his career. Carlos Gonzalez had to exit the game in the 4th inning with a bruised right hand. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after the game.
He was. And I think that really solid is probably the way to describe his outing. I don't think that he was, he labored a little bit. I think the line score doesn't speak to that. But those guys over there, they put some at-bats together against Clayton. And, I think that even Clayton might say that he just never really had, there's a couple innings in a row where he had a rhythm. But tonight he really couldn't find his rhythm. But, it's a credit to him to still go out there and punch 10, walk 1, give us 7 quality innings. So, and get it to the bullpen. So, he does what he does.
You lose your second baseman and your third baseman, either one in the lineup tonight. Two of the best hitters on your team. You have the guys who filled in. Great numbers.
They did. And, you never know what you're going to expect, but I said it earlier, we know a little bit about CT, and he put some good at-bats together and proved to be, help us get some runs across. And, Brett, we got him in there, and, we'll get him some more at-bats. But, to have Logan and JT out of the lineup and still find a way to win is a good thing.
Did you see that 4 out and say you're coming?
Yeah, we talked about it before the game. And, I talked about, a game that we really wanted to win when Clayton takes him out. So Kenley, with his usage recently, and talking to him prior to the game, to get 4 outs seemed that that was the way we decided we were going to go.
Day off tomorrow, I don't think part of that.
It did. Yeah, the front part of his usage, and then the back end with the day off. So, you know, you never want to expose those guys to too much usage, but I think that right now it was the right call.
Dan Scott had been struggling entering tonight, especially with his slugging percentage. So how nice was it to see him finally get a hold of one for his first?
It was good. It was good, and I think that, you know, he's still finding ways to get on base, and he hasn't had the luck, because I think that there's been a lot of balls that he's squared up. But for him to elevate it to the pool side and get that homer, that was big for us. And, you know, also Kike, who really hasn't had his fair share of hits yet, but, you know, he put together some big at-bats tonight as well.
What did you see out of Clayton's curveball? It looked like he laid off of it early, but by the fifth, he got Blackman with a pretty nasty one.
You know, he didn't go to it early, and typically, you know, second, third time through, he likes to go to it, but... you know, the first one he threw was really good. The first one of the night he threw was really good. And so, you know, he and Yazzie worked well. But, yeah, it's just such a weapon. And when he was seeing those guys the third time through, you know, he was working those guys where typically he works them in and out, where today it was a lot of front to back with the velocity and then the curveball change of pace. So, yeah, Clayton, you know, pitched a heck of a ball game.
Clayton's really good everywhere, but he's really, really good at home for a while. What is it about this place?
You know what? I think that's a Clayton question, and I've seen him here on the other side, here at home at Dodger Stadium, and yeah, he's dominated the teams that I coached against him, and you know, seeing being on the same side, I think part of it is the mound, the routine, the comfort level of being here, and I guess that's a really good thing that you like pitching at home.
Clayton Kershaw notches the victory, going 7 innings, allowing 2 runs. He also records the 52nd double-digit strikeout game of his career. He spoke after the game.
I think it's just, you know, combining all the factors of, obviously this is a place that is home, you know, so you're comfortable here, you know what to expect, and it's the beauty of pitching in L.A., right? It's perfect weather every time, perfect mound. Just kind of a perfect storm of a situation. So you would hope that you do pitch well at your home park, and just so happens that mine's probably the best place to pitch in baseball.
Yes.
Clayton, what did you think of the delay before your first pitch with Anderson walking out of the bullpen? Was that normal? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was one of the more disrespectful things I've been a part of in a game. I really didn't appreciate that. You know, I mean, the game starts at 7:10, started at 7:10 here for a long time. So, you know, just go around or finish earlier. But yeah, that wasn't appreciated for sure. Especially, you know, yeah, I should not gonna say anymore, I'll get in trouble.
How much of a turning point did the first inning be when they only got one, where they had the potential to make it a big inning?
Yeah, I mean, that was big, you know, just starting off the bat, you know, bang, 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 getting the bases loaded. You know, fortunate to get out of that with only one run, and, you know, I got my pitch count under control there after that first inning, and able to make it through 7. But, yeah, it was, that first inning, it could have sprouted out of control. So, I'm thankful that I got out of that for sure.
Up next, the Dodgers visit the D-backs Friday with Alex Wood on the Hill.